Now I want to read for you some of the passages in the Bible that relate to angels. And it shows how Jesus is not only the king of the angels, but the creator of the angels, and how they relate to him, how they belong to him. Christ is the center of the angelic world. They are his angels. So in Matthew, we read like this. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. You see, Jesus comes with his companions, with his angels. On the last day, when Christ returns to earth, he'll be surrounded by thousands of angels. That's from the Gospel. And we know that the angels have been created by him and for him. For in him, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or authorities, etc. Now they belong to him all the more since he has made them messengers of his saving plan. We see that the angels have been present throughout the creation and throughout the history of man, and they will be eternally present with us. Their job and their mission is to help us. And the more we pray to them, the more they manifest their help. That's very obvious. When you start, just start and you'll see for yourself. Well, let me tell you another story. I remember one time I was in Jerusalem with my community, and we were six of us. We were invited to give witness in a monastery owned by Clarice's sisters. And the sister had gathered some friends and some benefactors and family and for a conference. And so we were to do the conference, and the group of people were not very big, like 50 people, and they were to listen to our testimonies. Unfortunately, when we arrived, these people were all engaged in a very, very loud noise and conversations and things. And when we heard that noise, we understood that it was going to be very difficult to transmit our message, you know, our testimonies, because their hearts were not in the right position to listen, in the right spirit. You cannot be attentive to God in the brouhaha, you know, you just can't. So we were a little sad. But my sister Sylvie, the same one, you know, the ex-Protestant, she smiled at me and she said to me, "Listen, let's use our guardian angels. Let's put them to work. Now let's make a deal with them. This is my idea," she said. "Let us gather all of them and we will pray to all of them here present, which means 50 guardian angels. And we will ask them in prayer, please tell your protégé to keep quiet." Now you won't believe what happened then. That fast, right away, all the agitation of the room was gone. And a very deep, incredible silence fell on the room. And without any obvious reason, in 1 second, everybody stopped their conversations and a pure peace settled on us. That was incredible. It was phenomenal, just phenomenal. So thanks to the silence, we prayed first to the Holy Spirit and we started to give witness and to speak about God, and the people really listened very carefully. You see, just it took the idea to use them. And for me, it was an incredible experience. Actually, we were shocked at the efficiency and at the power of the guardian angels. And we were so grateful to them. So exciting to live with God and his people. You know, invisible world, we can touch it sometimes. Now, another time I remember, I was going to speak in a conference about Medjugorje, and it was in a church where about 2,000 people were expected. Now, this took place in a country where I knew the mentality of the people was kind of serious, you know, and it was kind of heavy for me because, you know, when I speak, I used to make little jokes sometimes, but I knew these kind of people would not laugh at my jokes. I was kind of anxious or a little stressed. So, but then I had a great idea. I remember Nazareth and all these experiences with the angels. And I thought that when Jesus was born in Nazareth, there were many angels there. And this was exactly the perfect situation. And everything about them in Bethlehem was perfect for my situation. Their great numbers, their joy, and the fact they were bearers of good tidings. So I presented them with this request. "Dear angels of Bethlehem, you know the situation. Therefore, I beg you, place yourself at the side of each person and also fill the entire church. Now take away any heaviness there. When I speak, bring joy in abundance, so the atmosphere becomes light and highly spiritual. And then Our Lady's message may go straight to the heart of everyone. So I pray to them, I finish my prayer, and here I start speaking. Now, with surprise, I noticed soon later that all the faces started to lit up with joy. It was such an encouragement. I said, wow, good angels. But then my surprise doubled when they started laughing, even when I had not even said anything funny. So 20 minutes into my talk, the whole assembly was laughing so much that I had to kind of secretly send a little word to the troop of angels, and I said to them, well, dear angels of Bethlehem, okay, you are doing a wonderful job. You spread your real spirit of joy, and I'm very thankful. But listen, if they continue to laugh like this, I won't be able to fit my talk in, you know. So please, can you just cool down a little bit so I am able to finish? It was really incredible. On that night, you know, the people were so open and so joyful. It was phenomenal. All the atmosphere got very friendly and open. I was so happy. So once more in that evening, the angels had dazzled me, I can say. Now, what a key the heavens hand out to us. Remember, in case the atmosphere is heavy, appeal to the angels of Bethlehem. And believe me, their sense of humor is delectable. Don't let them be idle. Give them jobs.